死啊，啊，怎么样生，怎么样死，怎么样能了这个生死，啊，这个生死有两种生死，啊，就是分段生死和这个变异生死。分段，你有你一份，我有我一份，你有你的形段，我有我的形段，这是分段生死。变异生死，这是啊，这个二乘啊，了了分段生死，没有啊，了了变异生死。
Birth and death, how are we born and how do we die? How do we end birth and death?There are two kinds of birth and death. One is birth and death by section, and one is birth and death by change. By section means that you have a particular section, and I have a particular section. You have your share of span, and I have my share of span. This is birth and death by section. Birth and death by change. This refers to how those of the second vehicles have ended birth and death by section, but have not ended birth and death by change.
变异生死就是念念生，念念灭，念念呢不停。二乘的圣人呢，对这个变异生死还没有了。菩萨这啊，才能了这个变异的生死。所以这叫二死永亡。
Birth and death by change means birth and thought after thought, and extinction and thought after thought. Thoughts do not stop. Sages of those of the second vehicle haven't ended birth and death by change, whereas bodhisattvas have ended birth and death by change. So that means that two kinds of deathhave forever died.
涅槃、啊、生死就是涅槃，涅槃也就是生死、啊、生死是生了又死，死了又生，涅槃是啊了了生死、啊、生死了了，入了涅槃了啊，这涅槃呢，一般人认为呀、啊，是圆寂了叫涅槃。其实啊，这个涅槃呢，就是得到啊那个常乐我净啊，这涅槃的四德。得到这种境界了，就没有生死了。
Nirvana. Birth and death is nirvana. Nirvana is just birth and death. Birth and death, or the cycle of birth and death, refers to how we are born and then we die again. We die and then we become born again. Nirvana means that we have ended the cycle of birth and death. Having ended the cycle of birth and death, we enter nirvana.So most people think that when someone passes away, that is entering nirvana. But actually, nirvana refers to the four virtues of constancy, joy, self, and purity. Once one reaches this state, then there is no birth and death.
Does anyone have a question?
I have a question. Speaking of birth and death,Can the master explain what happens right after a person dies? Is there a process that goes that's gone through leading up to a rebirth?
A Just to repeat the question, I have a question about birth and death. Please explain what happens right after a person dies and the process that they go through as they go through rebirth. 所以这篇弟子是问说，我有个问题有关于这个生死的，可以解释一下，一人刚死的时候，他要经过的这个程序，然后怎么样往生？这没有什么一定的。There's nothing definite about this.
他没有看过地藏经啊。
Has he read the Earth Door Sutra?
Have you looked at the Earth Door Bodhisattva? There's no fixed process, he said, that people go through. Have you looked at the Earth Door Bodhisattva Sutra?
Most of it.
Dhamma.
那上说的很详细吗?
Yeah, it discusses it in great detail in that sutra. Okay.
所以那个弟子看过大部分的，he's seen most of it, and so the Venerable Master said, well, it's explained in detail in there.
这个人呢，生死，看他自己造的什么业，要是造善业呢，就向上升。 造恶业呢，就向下降。在人死的时候啊，最后那个八十离开你这个身体的时候，要是从上身走。
People's birth and death depends on the kind of karma that they've created. If they created good karma, then they go up. If they created evil karma, then they fall down. So when people die, at the time when the eighth consciousness leaves your body, if it leaves from your upper body, then you'll be born in the three good paths. Whereas if it goes from your lower body, then you'll be born in the three evil paths.
怎么知道它从上边走，从下边走呢?
So how do we know whether it leads from the top or bottom?
这个最后这个石走的时候，它这个地方热。 要是在脚心上热，它最后是从脚心走的这个八十；要在头顶上热，这是从上边走的。有这个呢，就可以判断出来，它这个是生在哪一道里头去，就可以知道的。这是一个大概的意思。The
place where the consciousness last leaves. That's where the place where there's heat. So if there's heat at the bottom of the person's feet, then the consciousness has left from the bottom of his feet. And whereas if one's top of one's head is hot, then the consciousness has left from the top of his head. So from here, we can determine where that person will be born. This is the general idea.
总而言之呢，你做善。 他就生在三善道去，作恶就堕落到三恶道，这是一定的。等人这个死后七七四十九天，在这个时候啊，也要经过很多的审判。审判完了之后，善业重就生善道，恶业重就啊。 到这个恶道里边去，这是人生死一个大概的问题。In
general, if you do good, then you'll be born in the three good paths. If you do evil, then you'll fall into the three evil paths. This is definite. The 49 days after a person passes away, that's the time when that person has to go through many trials. After the judgments are done, then those with more good karma will be born in good paths, and those with more evil karma will be born in the evil paths. This is the general issue in terms of people's birth and death.
绕要人不死，须做活死人。你要是啊想要不死，就要做一个活死人。啊，这活死人呢，就是眼睛也不看东西，耳朵也不听东西，口里头也不说什么言语，啊，就像一个活死人一样。你能做活死人，你的生死就可以了了。啊，这活死人不是那么容易做的。啊，眼观形色内无有，耳听尘世心不知，这都是活死人的一个好的榜样。
If one doesn't want to die, then one must be the living dead. If you don't want to die, then you must be a living dead man. So, being a living dead man, that means that you don't look with your eyes, you don't listen with your ears, and you don't say anything with your mouth. That's being like the living dead. If you can be the living dead, then you can end birth and death. But it's not easy to be the living dead.With eyes, you contemplate form, but there's nothing inside. With ears, you listen to objects, but you know nothing. This is a good model for the living dead.
When you tell a person, his consciousness is right at the top of the body and the bottom of the body, is that on the 49th day after he died? He died?
他是八十去的时候，从上山走，是不是在第49天知道？就是什么时候？
从死那天就知道。
So the question was that, when did the eighth consciousness leave? Did it leave on the at the end of the 49-day period for the deceased?所以那个问题是说那个巴士出的时候他出去的时候是在第49天的时候走的嘛。那and so the Venerable Master's answer is, no, it's, it leaves the day that one passes away.
Just the day he dies, the very moment he dies,
I suppose. 49天, 49天都长虫子咯。
After 49 days, why would this be filled with wounds?
49 days, wait 49 days and you got worms growing.
This is what, 在临终的时候闻一佛名一菩萨名一必至佛名就能把他这个罪业消除去了呢。因为人在这个临命中的时候啊，在这个难喜时这三种的将要断的时候，这个难喜时这三种啊，这足之成一个命根，人死了这命根就要断了，命根断先呢这个没有暖气了，然后没有呼吸了，没有呼吸，没有暖气，然后这个时也就走了。
Why is it just when one passes away and hears the name of a Buddha, a Bodhisattva, or a Pratika Buddha, then he can end all of the offense karmas? This is because that at the time of one passing away, theseJust at the time when one's heat, breath, and consciousness are about to cut off, since these three things form together one's life, the source of one's life, and when one is about to pass away, the source of one's life is about to end. So when one's life is about to end, then first there's no heat, then there's no breath, no breath, then there's no heat. So then the consciousness leaves too.
这难喜时，这个喜就是休息那个喜，这三种啊都断了，在临命中了。在这个临人呢，在鸟之将死，其鸣也哀；人之将死，其言也善。人在这个临死的时候啊，这个天良会发现，就这个良心呢，就会发现自己一生啊所做的事，或者对，或者不对，有一种反省了。这时候啊，就觉得自己所做的不对的事情是真正知道不对了，因为知道真正不对，所以就要生出一种忏悔心。
Now when these three kinds of things, heat, breath, and consciousness have ended, at the time of one's death, that's when all of these things end. When a bird is about to die, even its chirps sound sad.When an individual is about to die, even all of his words sound, are kind. So when someone is at the time of his death, he will discover his conscience. So then one realizes all the things that one has done in one's life, whether that's correct or wrong. So one reflects. At that time, then one really knows whether one has done things right or wrong.Because one knows that one has done some things wrong, then one will be repentant.
忏悔心一生出来，所以他就听见一个佛的名字，一个菩萨名字，一个必知佛的名字，都可以灭罪无量，得种无量的善根，灭无量的罪过。所以在临命中的时候啊，这是最要紧的时候。可是在这个时候啊，也最不容易啊发这种善心。
Once we're repentant, then one hears the name of a Buddha, a Bodhisattva or Pratika Buddha, then one can end an infinite amount of offenses. Then one plants infinite amount of good roots, eliminates infinite amount of offenses at the time of death.So this is a time that is most critical, but at the same time, this is when positive resolve or good intentions are most difficult to develop.
咱们人为什么要平时念佛呢？平时念南无阿弥陀佛，就预备临命中的那时候啊，才能忘不了。因为你平时就念呢，临命中的时候不会忘的。如果你单想要临命中的时候再念佛再生善心呢，那时候不容易生出来的，所以啊，但是生出来也非常的有效验，只要能啊一念忏悔就可以，一切的罪业都灭出去了。
So why is it then that we should be mindful of Buddha typically?If we recite Namo Amitabha Buddha typically, then we can prepare for ourselves, for our time of death. We won't forget then. Since we practice usually, then we won't forget at the brink of death. If you only wait until the time of death to recite the Buddha's name, then your good thoughts will not become developed easily. But once they are developed, they're quite effective. As long as there's a thought of penitence,then things work out. All of the offense karmas are then eliminated.
When there are 临终的人呢，就应该呀劝他来念佛。人这个念佛呀，咱们平时念就是为了临终的时候准备，临命终的时候要能记得念佛，那是最好了。那么为什么不等到临终的时候再念佛，那么在这个生前也就要念呢？就因为啊，你平时要不念，恐怕临终的时候就想不起来念了。 如果你能一定有把握说我临命终的时候我一定会念佛，那你平时啊不念都可以的。
When we see someone who is about to pass away, we should encourage him to recite the Buddha's name. And when we recite the Buddha's name, we should really practice on a usual basis. That way we prepare for our death. That way at the time of death, we can remember to recite the Buddha's name. That would be the best. Why is it that we don't want to wait until the time of our death, then recite the Buddha's name only, and we want to actually practice while we're usually alive? Well, that's because if you don't recite the Buddha's name, I'm afraid that by the time that you're dying, you won't remember to recite the Buddha's name. But of course, if you're quite certain and claim that, well, at the time of my death, I will definitely recite the Buddha's name, then you don't have to on a typical basis.
但是啊，你没有这个把握啊，因为啊，人这个将要临终啊，这四大分章的时候，神识的昏迷了啊，什么事情啊也想不起来了啊，那个业障仗着你，想不起来念佛了。所以就要平时啊天天念佛，天天念佛，等到临命终的时候你再能念佛啊，就会啊升到极乐世界去。所以啊最要紧就是临终的一念。所以人临命终的时候自己不能念佛，也请其他人来帮助念，帮助念佛，这头啊会增加菩提心。
But of course,if you're not that certain, at the time of your death, at the time when the four elements in your body are splitting apart, and you're quite deluded in terms of your consciousness, you can't remember anything. That's the time when your karmic obstacles are attached to you, and you can't remember to recite the Buddha's name. That's why, then, typically, we want to recite the Buddha's name on a daily basis.So by the time that we are actually dying, we can remember to recite the Buddha's name then. We will then become born in the land of ultimate bliss. The most critical is that thought at the time of death. So when people are at the brink of death, if they themselves cannot recite the Buddha's name, they should request that others come and help them recite the Buddha's name. That way, their Bodhi resolve will increase.
又设立一个阿弥陀佛像尊像，令这个临命终的人呢来看着这个佛像恭敬这个佛像，他也会有机会升到极乐世界去。
And also if you could set up an image of Amitabha Buddha and that this person who is dyingbe able to see the Buddha's image and pay respect to the Buddha's image, this person would also have an opportunity to be born in the Western Pure Land.
It seems that this world is...男人女人都有，圣人凡人都有。那么极乐世界呢，就只有男人而没有女人。那没有女人，这个男人怎么会有的呢？
Just like in our world, in this very world that we dwell in, there are female and male, sages and ordinary people. What about the Western Pure Land? It only has male, it does not have female. And you say, well, no female, well, how do male exist?
那你才不要担心没有男人。这个男人呢，是男人。女人到了极乐世界也变成男人了。那么说他这个极乐世界这个人是从什么地方生出来的？是谁生的？没有女人怎么会有人呢？这个你可就不知道了。
So don't worry about there's no existence of male in the Western Pure Land. Male is male. When woman is reborn in the Western Pure Land, she also becomes a male as well. And you say, well, where do all these people come from the Western Pure Land? Who gave birth to these people? If you don't have woman there, how can people be born? Then you don't know the secret.
极乐世界的人呢、啊、不是由女人生出来的，是由莲花生出来的。那个地方的人呢、啊、都莲花化身。你等你这儿啊，俺们为什么念佛呢？俺们念佛呀，俺们这儿念一声佛，极乐世界呀、啊、俺们那个莲花的母亲呢、啊就生了一朵莲花在那儿。俺们这念佛念的越多，那个莲花长得也越大。啊，俺们念佛念的越诚恳啊，那个莲花的那口也生得越新鲜。
So, if the people in the Western Pure Land were not born by woman, and where do they come from?They come from the lotus flower. Everyone there is the transformation body from the lotus flower. Why do we recite the Buddha's name here? When we recite the Buddha's name here, and just by one recitation of it, in the Western Pure Land, the lotus flower would manifest in the Western Pure Land. The more Buddha's name we recite,that lotus flower will grow bigger. The bigger the lotus flower grow, the more sincere we recite the Buddha's name, the fresher and the better the lotus flowers grow.
俺们这个在做人呢叫中阴身，也有是那个第八识，第八识啊就做没有做人也没有做神也没有做鬼的时候，那叫中阴身。这个中阴身等俺们这一死了，这中阴身就拖到那个莲花里边去，拖到那个莲花里边去，那个莲花就开了，一开就现出一个人来。所以那个小孩子啊是从那个莲花生出来的啊，所以统统都是男人，没有女人。极乐世界没有女人的。
So this body we have is called the body of Zhong Yin, I guess it's called like middle yin, literally. And what that really means is our eighth consciousness. So, when we have this body is when our eighth consciousness, before our eighth consciousness gets reborn, into the human realm or the ghost realm or the spirit realm, we're called the body of the middle yin. And what happens to this body is when we die, this body or this consciousness, the eighth consciousness, will, be reborn in the lotus flower. When the lotus flower blossoms, a person manifests.So, we were actually born from the lotus flower. So everybody is, male in the Western Pure Land, which has no female.
Why is it that death is the best thing to do?人死了就什么也不知道了、也不想吃饭，也不想穿衣服，也不想睡觉，也不想做工了，什么都 不需要做了，这是最好的。
So why do we say when people die is a good thing? So when people die, they wouldn't know anything. They don't need to eat. They don't need to wear clothes. They don't need to sleep. They don't need to work. They don't need to do anything. That's why it's the best.
可是啊，虽然说最好，也有一个最不好的。什么是最不好的呢？死了，如果你做善事，就啊，生三善道里头去；如果你做恶事，就生到三恶道里头去，或者堕地狱，或者转恶鬼，或者做畜生。
Even though there is best part about dying, there is also the worst part about it too. Well, what's worst about it? What's bad about it? When a person dies, if you have done good deeds when you lived, then you will be reborn in the three wholesome destinies or the three good destinies. If you have done a lot of evil deeds, then you will be reborn in the three evil paths, or you fall into the hells, or you become a hungry ghost, or you get reborn as an animal.
昨天有几个游客到佛堂，我给他们讲呢，这是做军人的应有的这种责任。什么责任呢？我说在军人里头啊，也有菩萨，也有修罗。这个菩萨就在啊这个军队里来教化众生啊，令众生不要杀的人杀太多了。这个修罗呀，在这也是在军队里头，他就叫这个众生啊，杀的越多越好，啊，杀的人越多，他的威风越高，他的功劳也最高，这修罗。
So there are a couple of visitors who came to the Buddha Hall yesterday, and I told them about the responsibilities of being a soldier. And what are the responsibilities of a soldier? I said, among the soldiers, there are also bodhisattvas, but there are also asuras. The bodhisattvas in the army will teach and transform living beings and cause living beings not to kill many people or not to kill much at all. However, the asuras,are also, they also work in the army, and, he actually caused the living beings to kill. The more they kill, the better it is. The more people, he kills, the more authority or, more credit he gets.
菩萨呢，他叫人不要杀生。另外，两个国家和平啊，相处。那么他也会功劳最高，把这个事情呢，和平解决，他也有功劳，也会做最高的官。我又说，你可是啊，要学这个菩萨，不要学这个修罗。什么又叫修罗？什么又叫菩萨？
So as far as bodhisattvas are concerned, in his army, he would ask his troops not to kill. He would cause the two countries to get along peacefully. Therefore, he has the highest credit to resolve matters peacefully. So he has merit as well. And he would also have the highest position, in the government.And I also said, you people should learn, from the bodhisattvas instead of from the asuras. And what is called an asura and what is called bodhisattva?
我说啊，中国有两个将官，一个就是关羽，他呀，杀的人也非常多，可是啊，他死了之后就做菩萨。那个秦将白起他杀人杀的也多，可是啊，他死了就去变牛、变猪、变马，啊，在这个秦将白起，他为什么变牛变马？他因为所杀的人是啊，坑降族200000，有200000的这个兵啊，都向他投降了，他又把他刨一个大坑，完活埋起来。这叫一种修罗性。
So the story goes like this. In China, there are two officers. One is Guan Yu. He killed many, many people as well. However, he became a bodhisattva after he died. And there's also another general. His name is Bai Qi. He also killed, and he killed many, many people as well. After he died, however, he was reborn as a cow, a pig, and a horse. Why did Bai Qi become a horse or a cow? That's because all these people he killed, or the people who surrendered, that he, because I guess in this one battle, there are about 200,000 of soldiers surrendered to him, and he actually dig this huge hole and actually bury them alive. So this is a kind of a surer mind or a surer attitude.
咱这个关公他所杀的人呢，他所杀的是杀恶人，没有杀这个善人，所以我说除暴即所以安良。结果呀，一个就做菩萨，一个就做变牛变马，变猪变羊去。
So, what about Guan Gong? Why did he become a bodhisattva after killing so many people? All these people he killed were the evil ones. He didn't kill any good citizens. Therefore, he expelled the riots to settle or to calm the good citizens. Therefore, he had become a bodhisattva. On the other hand, Bai Qi became a cow, a horse, a pig, or even a sheep because he didn't kill with the right purpose.
然后有一个美国的 Young 的 Tim 啊，是做海军的，他就问他说你信不信这个人死了会变畜生呢？当时我就答复他，我说你信人死了做畜生也好，不信人死做畜生也好，你信做畜生，你要应该做畜生，也要做畜生。你不信做畜生，你死了要应该做畜生，也要做畜生。啊，不会啊，有所改变。
I have an American friend. He's a Navy. He asked me, "Do you believe that people will become animals after they die?" And the answer that I gave him at that time was.Whether you believe that people would be reborn as animals or not, if you believe that if you do not believe that when people die they become animals, if they have to become animals they will, but if you believe that people should become animals, and if they are destined to be animals when they die, they will be animals anyway, it won't change.
我说你做佛事就是佛，你做菩萨事就是菩萨，做人事就是人，做鬼事就是鬼，做畜生事就是畜生，原来你做什么事情就是什么、这个不是啊，你信就可以做，不信就不可以做啊。信不信你应该做的一定要做，不应该做的一定会不做的啊。不是你信不信的问题。
So I said, it's not the case that if you believe, then you will become something that you believe in. If you don't believe it, then you won't become something that, that you don't believe in. So regardless of your belief, what you are destined to be, you will be. So it's not a matter of belief.
所以一个中国人说你讲这个道理是非常的高深的，我将来要来学习这个佛法。
So then, a Chinese person told me, oh, this principle that you had just talked about is truly profound. I am going to learn this Buddha Dhamma in the future.
咱们现在每一个人呢，应该自己想一想，我什么时候死呢？
So we, every one of us, you should think about when you are going to die.
我死了又到什么地方去呀？
And where am I going after death?
会不会和这个婆罗门女的母亲是一样的？去堕地狱去了。
Would I fall into the hells, just like the Brahma woman's mother? And this is a story from the Erastura Bodhisattva, Asutra.
这个时候要我们听经呢，听到每一个地方啊，要回光返照，照照自己，不是啊经说是听了过耳边风过耳不留的，那是没有意思。
So when we listen to sutra lectures, every section or every word that we listen, we must reflect within, we must introspect and review our thoughts and look at ourselves. Did I listen to it like the wind passed by my ear? It doesn't stick If that is the case, then that is not meaningful. It makes no sense.
讲到这个地方啊，又有一首寄送，给大家讲一讲。这个寄送说的，有等迷人不安康，有这一等的迷人呢，他做事情啊，做的不安康，就是不妥，不好，做的不好。对神期许赛猪羊，他在中国的风俗啊，这是一种错误的风俗。所以啊，在西方大家没有这种风气。怎么样子呢？中国人呢，死人了或者这叫白事，结婚呢这叫红事，这是红白喜事，结婚呢叫喜事，死人呢这叫丧事。无论喜事丧事啊，都杀猪宰羊的，用这个猪去供这个鬼神，供这个神，或者用鸡鸭，用这个东西去求这个神来拜。你没看见有的拿鸡来到天后庙来拜，就是这样子，就是这一类的，这就是有等迷人不安康，他不懂规矩，所以做的事情都不妥，不安康啊，就是不妥，做的不合法。
Now, up to this point, let me recite a verse for everyone. This verse says that there is a type of confused people who are not at peace. There is a certain group of people who are confused so that the things that they do are do not bring about peace, are inappropriate. They don't do things well. What do? They pray to gods, offering pigs and lambs.There's a type of custom in China, which is a wrong type of custom, and that is, and I believe that in the West, there is no such tradition. And how is that? The Chinese, after someone dies, they call that a white affair. With someone who gets married, with marriage, they call that a red affair. Well, whether red or white, whether it's celebratory or it's funeral, they kill pigs and lambs and make offerings to ghosts and spirits. They pray to these gods. Have you ever seen people who bring dead chicken to those local earth god temples to pray? That's what they're doing. It's this type of people. These types of confused people do not bring about peace. They don't understand the rules, so the things they do are inappropriate and do not bring about peace.
那么对神期许赛猪羊，对着这个神呢，神像前边就祈祷了，就祷告了，祷告啊，说是啊，你保佑着我这个死的妈妈或者爸爸或者哥哥兄弟，他不堕地狱，等过几天我再杀个猪再来给你供养你，给你吃，怎么样子？这样就拿这个猪羊呢，来做赌注，赛猪羊赛，说我再给你送个猪来，或者送个羊来，怎么样子？杀生冤业，前生事，这个杀生。是一种冤业，你前生呢已经杀过生，今生呢又杀生，这是杀生的冤业，这是前生造定的，你今生又给他杀生，这好像什么呢？就好像雪上又加一层霜似的，犹如雪上入河，雪上又加霜，如何你在这个雪就是天下的雪 snow 又加上一层霜，霜啊，就更更加冷。
Resentment from past lives killing. This type of killing is type of a resentment, a type of resentful karma. Because in the past you had killed and you continue to kill in this life, you've built up karma of resentment from killing. So this is destined from past lives. And now you continue to take living beings' lives. So what is this like? This is like adding a layer of frost on top of snow. How do you add frost on snow? How do you, on top of snow, add another layer of frost? When you do that, it just becomes colder.
修认定是猪羊啊，你不要认定这个猪就是猪，羊就是羊啊。这就修认定是猪羊，改头换面几千长啊。这个猪羊啊，都是人托生的，人也做猪，猪又做人。你们人呢没有注意啊？你看这个国家，每一个国家，那个国家的人呢欢喜吃猪，那国家那个人都像猪的样子。那国家人欢喜吃牛，你看那个人的牛那个眼睛啊，都像牛那个眼睛似的。那国家人欢喜吃什么，他那个人呢都好像什么。